Amen. And one thing 2020 showed us is that some of us have no direction and some of us have no faith. Amen. When you were stuck in your house and you couldn't do the routines that you normally would do, you were confused because you had no direction. You see, we get lost in routines of what we do. And when you're in a routine, the routine will take you away from being aware of everything that's around you. You get in a zone. And when you're in that zone, everything around you really doesn't make sense. It doesn't bother you because you're in that zone. But 2020 took us out of that zone. And everything that we were lacking, everything that we were not doing, 2020 made us focus on it. Amen? We had to recognize that we lacked direction. We lacked faith. The world was telling, okay, now's your chance to do something that you wanted to do 15 or 20 years ago, but you were so busy and you couldn't do it. Now's the time. Get online and go back to school. Now's the time to start doing exercise in your own house. Now's the time to interact with your kids because you didn't interact with them before. Now's the time for the husband and wife to look at each other and say, oh, that's who you are. 2020 made us focus on things that we didn't focus on before. When we look at Deuteronomy, the second chapter, verses 1 to 7, a little closer, the original bunch that left Egypt, they had already died. He was already in the second generation. And what's important about that, they were doing the same thing the generation before them did. Do you get that? The second generation, the next generation, was doing the same thing that the generation before was doing. And they were still walking around this mountain. As a church, we got to move forward. As a people, we got to move forward. Because if we don't, the next generation will be doing the same thing that we're doing. And I've heard it said that yesterday's message and yesterday's way of doing things is not going to reach the generation that's out there. So if we want to stop going around this mountain that we're going around, we got to do things differently. It doesn't mean we got to do everything differently, but it does mean that in order to reach those that are out there, in order to reach your sons and your daughters that you're praying about, you got to do things differently. You got to open your eyes a little bit more. We can't keep focusing and doing the same old thing. And sometimes God tells us to change something, and we refuse to change. These Israelites, they refused to change, but it was because of their disobedience they was in the wilderness for 40 years. You know, they tell me that insanity is doing the same thing, expecting different results. These people were doing the same thing, expecting different results. They had been walking around in circles, no direction, no vision, just wasting the days of their lives walking around in circles. The Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, where there is no preparation, where there is no education, our children, our churches perish. Amen? The Lord said to these drifters, you've been traveling around this mountain long enough. Make a turn. Turn upward, turn north. The Lord is telling them, you spent your whole lives walking around in circles. How many of us have spent so much of our lives walking around in circles? So much of our lives walking around in circles. And then when we get to a point that we realize that some of the things that we could have done, we didn't do them because we were so busy being contented walking around in a circle. It's time to take the initiative and find direction and find vision. It's time for us to stop wasting our lives, and not just our lives, but the lives of the ones that are coming after us. Amen? God finally gives them direction. He says, move north. Quit walking in circles. Move towards the promised land. You see, God had a land for these people. He never wavered off of the land. He never took it back. It was always there for them. But because of their disobedience, they never made it there for 40 years. Some never made it. The original never made it. God has made promises to you and to you and to you and to you. And you're not going to make it to those promises. It's not because he pulled those promises back, but it's because of your disobedience. God was telling them, stop dwelling on the past. Didn't I take care of you there? We look back on our past, we start thinking about all the things that we did wrong, all the things that we could have did, all the things that we could have done. God is saying, forget the past. Forget the past. Your promise is over there, and it's not back there. As long as you're back there, you're not getting anywhere. As long as you keep walking, looking back there, as you're looking back there, you're going to bump your head into the wall. You're going to fall into the trap that the enemy has set before you. You got to look ahead. God is telling them, pick your head up. There's a reason why you're looking north and not south. He says, look north. Look up. He also lets them know that he's been with them all the way. When we let the Lord know that we need his help, he's already there. He's just acknowledging that you know that you need his help. We get caught up thinking that everything that happens to us and everything that goes on, it's all about us. It's not about you. The more you think it's about you, the more that you will not get. The more self-centered you become, the more the enemy will be able to use you. God was telling them to get up and get going. I believe that after we had this time of sitting home, not being able to be around one another, not being able to go to work, not being able to interact with our families, have birthday parties and eat dinner together and all of that stuff, I believe that things are going to change just as soon as this quote-unquote pandemic is over with. But I have a slight funny suspicion, and this could be just me, that when quote-unquote is over with, that people are going to go nuts. That they're going to lose their mind. And everything that we're sitting around here that we're focusing on now, and everything that we've been praying about, and everything that we've been talking about, people are going to lose it. And it's important that the saints of God don't lose ground and don't lose your focus. We got to be more focused than ever. That wind that's going to come through, it's going to pull you into it. They say it's going to be like the roaring 20s when this pandemic is over. Well, the roaring 20s, what happened then, people went nuts. Alcohol, parties, everything. They went nuts. That's why they call it the roaring 20s. Well, we're in 2020, 2021, 2022. Is it going to be the roaring 20s for us? If it is, let it be for God. Don't let it be for the enemy, because the enemy's people, they're already waiting to start the roaring 20s. They can't wait right now. They cannot wait right now. They can't, you know that you tell people do not have parties and stuff. They're doing it anyway. They don't care about the consequences. The decisions you make today affect what happens to you later on. Not just with your body, but in eternity. Amen? God wants us to know that there's a promised land, and that's a place he wants me to be, and he wants you to be there with him. But some people think getting to the promised land is too hard. Well, which hard do you want? Which hard do you want? Whatever you do, it's going to be hard. If it ain't hard now, it's going to be hard later. And if it's hard now, it'll be easier later. Which hard do you want? God's got a word for each and every one of us this morning. Each and every one this starting in 2021 that you've been here long enough. It's time to let go. It's time to move forward. It's time to stop holding on. We're holding on to too many things. We can't move forward because we're holding on. And every time we hold on, we're just putting somebody else's vision down, somebody else's destination down. Amen? I'll never forget one of the most disappointing things in my life as a youngster. I was a little guy. I could play basketball, but at the time, I had just really started playing, and I must have been about 5'5". And this teacher came and said, you think you're going to be in the NBA? You're too short. I must have been about 11 years old. But in my mind, there was defeat. Do you understand what I'm saying? There was an element of defeat in my psyche. And I held that a long time. That I ever would have got there. But the dream, the possibility, the hope, the vision was gone. The enemy wants to take away your hope, your ambition, your vision to do what God has destined you to do. There are doctors in here. There are lawyers in here. There's scientists in here. Our children got to know that they're capable and more than capable of doing those things. And when somebody tells them that they can't, they got to have enough confidence in you to come to you and you can tell them that they can. Even when they make mistakes, we can't be browbeating them. We have to lift them up. Amen? Too much browbeating is always going on. It's time to lift up the people of God. It's time to lift up the children of God. It's time to lift up the children's children, children of God. Don't you know our future starts today? My future starts right now. Your future starts right now. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to sit in the past? Are you going to keep going around where you've been going around for so long? Listen, I praise God for the past because I wouldn't be where I'm at if it wasn't for the past. So I do recognize that I needed those things to happen in my life. But at the same time, he didn't want me to stay there. Therefore, I ain't there. He don't want you to stay there, therefore you are not there. Amen? It's a new time. It's a new year, a new future, new opportunities. Keep your eyes on the promised land that God has promised you. God has promised you some things in your future. Amen? God has promised me things in my future. And I got to make sure that I do what God tells me to do. Amen? I'm not resigning my life to a life without purposes. I'm not relying my life with no direction. I'm not going to go on without no vision. I've been there long enough. I spent many years there. We're waiting. So many people were waiting for 2020 to go by. But now you're in 2021. Things don't change in an instant. But they're going to change. Where are you going to be when they start the change? You're going to be already in the mix changing? So when you get the opportunity that you're ready for it? That's a big thing, that you have to be ready when the opportunity comes. You can't see the opportunity, then you want to get ready. Amen? You have to be ready when the opportunity comes. We say get out. We want to evangelize, and we want to go through the community. We want to do this, and we want to do that. We have to start doing it now. You can't wait till the weather gets better. You can't wait till you get your vaccination shot if you're going to get it. You can't wait for those things. You have to prepare now. Church, we got to prepare now. God has enough. He has had enough of churches, ministers, pastors, bishops, members having no direction. And God don't want no members. He don't want church members. You say, well, what are you talking about? He don't. Did Jesus say, I want to build a church? No, he said, upon this church, upon this rock, I build my church. But what he wanted and what he did, he made disciples of people. There's a difference between discipleship and membership. Oh, God. There's a difference between discipleship and membership. We got too many members. We need some disciples. Amen? I'm talking about disciples, people who are high strung for God. People are happy and joyous to know about a God that is good and great all the time. People that know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think or act, knowing that whatever situation they're in, it doesn't have anything to do with where God is going to take them to. Disciples know that. Disciples know that I might go through some things, but God will take me through. When you look at the story of Daniel, before he went into the lion's den, then he said, my God is able to get us through this. But if not, he's looking for people that says, I'm going to do God's will. And if the enemy comes after me, I don't care. God is going to see me through. But if not, that's not his will for me. He's waiting for people who are going to say, God, I'm not looking for the house, but when it comes, you'll give it to me. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for people that says, I'm going to be faithful until I'm dead. That's what he's looking for. He wants people without excuses. That's discipleship. Peter, as he was being stoned to death, he looked up to the Lord. Somebody say a couple of bad words about us, we ready to run. We ready to leave. We ready to quit. I can't take this no more. That's the difference between membership and discipleship. Membership means you signed your name on the dotted line, that you took an oath with your words. Discipleship means you took it with your heart. This is a discipleship year for Pastor. Discipleship year. Not membership. Jesus only had 12. Only had 12. He shook up the world. He's still shaking it up now. Still shaking it up now. The words that he spoke then are valid now. The words he spoke then are true now. The words he spoke then are still coming to pass. Too many times, oh my God, too many times we're just looking for what looks good, what feels good, and it ain't good. If it feels too good, smells too good, tastes too good, it ain't good. All that glitter ain't gold. Isn't it time that you started following God's direction for your life? The Bible tells me that we're only here for a season. He says our lives are like grass cut down. Turn it around and I'm looking at my age and I'm saying, I know I don't feel it And I know that I don't act it. But the reality is I am it. I was talking to my wife. I said, we've been together in 81, 91, 2001, 2011, 2021. I said, I've been with you longer than I've been with myself. But that's a fact. But are we going to get to 31 and 41 and 51? I don't know. I'm trying to make the best of the time we got together. You know, she went through an operation. I didn't know if she was going to go through that. Amen? Life is fragile. 2020 should have showed you something. It should have showed you something. There is no more invincibility in anybody. Everything that you held on to so close was taken away. The Bible says, and we could be gone in a twinkling. In a twinkling. Somebody blink your eye. Boom, you're gone. Whoop, there's another one gone. And another one gone. Isn't it time to stop putting our faith in all of these other things? All the glitter. Hallelujah. If you were blessed to be here on New Year's Eve, I kind of hinted that have faith in God was the theme for this year. That no matter what it is that you go through, have faith in God. It ain't going to look like you might want it to look, but you continue to have faith in God. And when you have faith in God, see, when you have faith, there's obedience. I know when I was little and I was disobedient, I got spanked. Maybe some of you getting spankings because you're disobedient. I don't know. But no matter what you go through, you have faith in God. You see, faith is going to take you places that you want to get to. And faith is going to take you to places you never thought you'd get to. But you got to have faith in God. Hallelujah. Have faith that God is going to see you through. Have faith in whatever it is that affected you in 2020. 2021 can't touch you like that no more. Have faith in God, because God should have showed you some things when you were by yourself. You know, when you were by yourself, you know that odor that you smelled? That was you. Everything rotten around you was you. You couldn't blame it on nobody else. It was all you. You didn't have the supplies you should have had. That was on you. All on you. Because God is a plentiful God. He gives us so much. But we take him and our resources, everything he does for us, for granted. And that's what we do. We take things for granted and we tend to lose it. We're not prepared. And my message is to tell you, do not take God for granted anymore, any longer. Because everything that he granted you, everything that he granted you, what happened when you didn't have access to it? Not that you didn't still have it, but you didn't have access to it. Bible tells me that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. There's no blessing in any of those words I just used. He comes to kill, to steal. Have you ever had something stolen from you? It's not so much of what it was sometimes. Sometimes it's not even the value of it. It's just that they took it from you, and they didn't even ask. If they ask you, then they're not stealing. But the devil comes and steals. He don't ask you, is it okay to do this or that to you? He just does it. And destroy. God builds us up. God's a builder. The enemy is a destroyer. Everything that you got, the enemy wants to tear it down. Your health, the enemy wants to tear it down. We got to eat better. Come on, somebody. We got to eat better. Because if you don't, that gives him an end. We got to exercise. Don't we? You know what? It's not time for no resolutions. It's time for a revolution. It's time for us to be revolutionized here today. It's time for us to start this year right now on a path that revolutionizes everything that we are about. Let somebody, when they walk by you or walk near you, say, I didn't know that was you. Because right now they have identified you with something. They have a picture of you in their mind. They already understand what they can get away with in your presence. Do you understand that? Oh, I'm not worried about Brother Ron because I know I can do this and it'll be all right. He ain't going to say nothing about it. I could do this in front of Sister Joyce. She ain't going to say nothing about it. But the Bible tells me that when Peter walked by the sick, they were healed just by his presence. That lets me know that you can have a godly presence, that when you walk somewhere that the enemy already knows, don't mess with this person, that they got to go, they got to leave. What is your presence saying about you? But when you go around that circle that you've been walking around, the dead enemy's standing back looking, there you go again, there you go again. Have you ever seen somebody walking around in circles? You ever seen somebody looking for something, they can't find it, but they keep walking around and walking around? I know I've done that when I see people lose things and they walk around trying to find it, and I'm like looking like, there they go again. The enemy's looking at us like, there they go again. They're walking around in circles laughing at us. Laughing at us because we don't even know the power that we possess. You have the power. God has given us the power to make him run. But he's laughing at us because we're walking around that same circle. Amen? God is offering us everything right now. He offers us forgiveness. Whatever it is that you've done, it's gone. It can be gone. He offers you to live with him forever. I can't even fathom how eternal is. I don't know anybody who's been in the eternal life. So they can't tell me about it. But the Bible says that this is a promise of God. So therefore, I'm going to believe the promise of God about what eternal life is, to live with him forever. He offers you real life in this world at the same time. He offers us blessings right now. He offers us blessings right now and eternal life later. But you know what? Have you ever noticed somebody that is blessed and don't think that they're blessed? There's a lot of people that are blessed and don't even know, don't even believe that they're blessed. We are blessed and we act like we don't know that we're blessed. I said we're blessed, and we don't even act like we know that we're blessed. You know, you have to love your little children when they walk around and they don't even know that they're blessed. They're little spoiled brats. And you want to pick them up and shake them sometime and say, don't you know? Well, what do you think God says to us? Don't you know you're blessed? You little spoiled child. Don't you know you're blessed? You worrying about the Mercedes, but I've given you the Cadillac. You worrying about that, the size of that person's house, but I've given you a home. And a house don't necessarily have to be a home. Love makes the home, not the size of the building. I'd rather be in a small house full of love than a big house empty of it, void of it. God offers us joy. Oh, hallelujah. We was on a Bible study, and I'm telling you, we was on a Bible study, and we talked about joy, and it says, be joyful in all your trials. You see? In all of your trials. No matter what you go through, find joy in it. He didn't say you're always going to be happy, but you can find joy in it. Hallelujah. Because joy is an inside job. It's an inside job. Find joy in all of your trials and your tribulations, knowing that he picked you to go through it. Amen? He picked you. Whether he said, I got somebody that's got to go through something, I need a volunteer, whether you stepped up or not, you were selected for it. Because he looked at your character. He knew how he made you. He knew how he formed you that you could go through it. Everybody can't go through everything. So in your trials and your tribulations, thank God that he used you as a testimony. Come on, somebody. He used you as a testimony. We got to stop trusting in just ourselves and the world and trust in him. I asked you this morning, where would you have gotten without the Lord? Where would you have gotten without the Lord? Some of us, we're still on that treadmill. You know you're on that treadmill, you walking, you running like you're going somewhere, and you're still right there. You burning calories, but you ain't getting nowhere. You working hard, but you ain't going nowhere. You go to somebody, you say, I'm working hard. You ever see somebody working hard, but they not getting anywhere? Get off that spiritual treadmill. You get off of that treadmill and start running around and walking around for the Lord, you will still lose them calories, but you'll be doing something. Where would you have gotten without the Lord? You can answer that yourself, but I know I would have never got anywhere. I was destined to hell, bound on my way. Where would I have gotten without the Lord? Bound for divorce. Where would I have gotten without the Lord? Where would I have gotten? If it wasn't for the Lord, she wouldn't be with me. Don't look at her. She wouldn't be with me. But wait a minute. I wouldn't be with her. Where would we be without God on our side? Amen? Because she's no longer she. And he's no longer he. We are we. We are we are I. Amen? This morning, this first Sunday of 2021, I just want to say to you, put your faith in the Lord. Trust God. Let this year be that year. You know how you say you're going to do something next year? Let this be that year. Let it be this year. Let it be this year that you stop making excuses and you take that leap of faith. You know, so many times we get into things and we don't really put all of ourselves into it. We put a little bit into it, and then when we don't get the results immediately, we pull out. We pull back. We pull back. And I'm saying that because there's more people that put half of themselves or a little bit of themselves into something and pull back than there is the one who put it all in and stay in it. Amen? You know, you can go to school and you could take a course that's very easy and get an A. Because it's easy. It takes a little effort. But then you could take another course that's going to challenge you to your core. and it's going to take everything that you got to get through it. But when you finish the course and you get that passing grade, oh my God, the feeling that you get, that's just like this life right here. You could take this course and you could make it very easy for yourself. You don't have to pay attention to the word. You don't have to pay attention to God. You don't have to trust the Lord. You don't have to do none of that stuff. Live this this life that they call a gorgeous life or whatever they call it. Amen? And it'll be very easy. The devil will make it easy for you. But when you take that course of this life, following Jesus Christ, the course ain't easy. It's going to take a lot out of you. It's going to be very hard. Sometimes the subject matter in the course will have you scratching your head. And you're going to have to pull everything that you got to get through that course. But when you finish the course, when you finish your life course, oh, how amazing, how wonderful God has promised it shall be. Let us stand this morning.